Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Deep Industries Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sana Kapoor from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Seema. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Deep Industries earnings call to discuss the Q1 FY24 results. We have on the call Mr. Paras Tavla, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Rohan Shah, Director of Finance and Group CFO. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be, therefore, viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. May I now request Mr. Paras Tavla to take us through the company's business outlook and financial highlights, subsequent to which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining Deep Industries Quarter 1 FY24 earnings conference call. I hope that you have got a chance to go through our earnings presentation and financial results that have been uploaded on the website and stock exchanges. We have commenced FY24 on an exciting note by delivering strong financial performance. Our financial and operational performance has shown substantial growth compared to the same quarter last year. Before Mr. Rohan discusses the financial performance, let me throw some light on the strategic updates of the company. I'm happy to share that Deep's order book is growing consistently and has reached rupees 1,160 crore. This represents a year-on-year increase of 52% and a quarter-on-quarter increase of 8%. Deep has been able to successfully increase its order book for the ninth consecutive quarter. Recently, the company secured a substantial order worth rupees 130 crore from ONGC. The contract involves charter hiring of 90 metric ton mobile drilling rig with the integrated jobs. I'm pleased to share with you all that Deep has entered into two joint ventures recently with the objective to tap different opportunities in the oil and gas industry. One JV is with Focus Energy Limited through subsidiary Bridling Drilling Private Limited, which aims to tap opportunities in higher capacity onshore drilling rigs in India. This JV will help in getting qualifications for the bidding certain rig projects and will also lead to synergy benefits to capture additional market share in higher capacity drilling rigs. Another JV is with Eurogas SRL through a subsidiary Deep Onshore Drilling Services Private Limited, which aims to carry out business of supplying oilfield equipment to the oil and gas industry. Through this JV, we can achieve a synergy benefit to enter into niche business vertical of EPC. We are confident that this will open new opportunities for us to grow further and move one step closer to becoming one-stop solutions provider to the oil and gas industry. As you may recall, last year we acquired Dolphin Offshore through the IDC route and began implementing our revival strategy. I would like to mention that the progress of the revival plan is going on as expected, and we are confident that H2 FY24, Dolphin Offshore will start generating operational revenues. The integration process has commenced with the appointment of key managerial personnel and the board, acquiring control of the assets and setting up the offices. Also, the refurbishment of major assets has commenced and is progressing as per the plan. I'm happy to mention that Dolphin has started getting expression of interest and is evaluating the best available option. Further, we are in process of getting Dolphin relisted on stock exchanges as per regulatory requirement and are expecting to get it listed soon. This acquisition of Dolphin Offshore will grant Deep with a quick market access to offshore services, which otherwise would have taken at least 2 to 3 years to achieve the required qualification. This will also lead to diversification of the business verticals of Deep and synergy benefits from existing client relationships. Overall, I would like to say that Government of India is targeting to increase the share of natural gas in primary energy mix from current 6.5% to 15% by 2030, and is taking various measures such as expansion of national gas grid, expansion of city gas distribution network, allocation of domestic gas to compressed natural gas transport, pipe natural gas into no-cut category, accepting recommendations made by Kirit Parikh panel on domestic gas pricing guidelines for the same. All these initiatives that are focused to increase the production of natural gas will in turn increase the demand for services provided by Deep Industries and shall provide significant growth opportunities to the company. We also believe that bidding pipeline for Deep is very robust and will remain strong for the foreseeable future. With this, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Rohan Shah, our CFO and Director of Finance, to take us through quarter one FY24 financial performance. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Rohan.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and thanks for joining today's call. I'll now represent a brief overview of our first quarter's financial performance, after which we will open the floor for questions and answers. For a fair comparison, we will be comparing the numbers on year-over-year basis. Starting with the consolidated financial performance, I am happy to share that Deep has performed extremely well compared to the same quarter last year. Revenue has increased by 39% to Rs. 101 crore from Rs. 73 crore in Q1 FY23, primarily in line with our consistently growing order book and diligent execution of our orders with required operational efficiencies. EBITDA and adjusted PAT is increased to Rs. 49 crore and Rs. 30 crore, up by 52% and 54% respectively. EBITDA margin and adjusted PAT margin for this quarter has improved from Q1 FY23 and are strong at 45% and 28% respectively. Coming to standalone performance, I am pleased to mention that like our consolidated performance, our standalone performance is also strong for this quarter. Revenue is up by 49% to Rs. 90 crore, whereas EBITDA and PAT are up by 51% and 53%. To Rs. 41 crore and Rs. 24 crore respectively. Deep has shown improvement in financial performance not only on a sequential basis but also on a year-on-year basis. Deep's consolidated EBITDA and adjusted PAT showed an increase of 3% and 9% respectively on YOY basis. Overall, Q1 FY24's performance marks a positive start to FY24. That's all from my side. We can now open the floor for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Mr. Manan Shah from Moneybee Investment Advisors. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity and very big congratulations to Paras Bhai and Rohan Bhai for an amazing performance for the quarter. My question was regarding the JVs that we've entered, one with Focus Energy and one with Eurogas. So you mentioned that Focus we have entered so that we'll be focusing on higher capacity rigs, and this will help us save us time in terms of getting the approval. So wouldn't this new JV also require to go through the approval process, or does the JV partner Focus Energy already possess the approvals which will indirectly be applicable for this JV as well?
So this JV does not have anything to do with the approval. In fact, this JV would help us to qualify for bidding higher capacity of drilling rigs. See, currently what we have been drilling is up to 1,000 horsepower drilling rig tenders.
Mm.
Now we are focusing to get into 2,000 and beyond horsepower tenders. So since Focus has already got that experience, we have done a JV with them, which will enable us to get technically qualified and participated in all those tenders that we are looking forward to.
Okay, understood. So we wouldn't have been able to do this by ourselves, or I mean, is the operations very different as compared to what we do right now when the capacity goes up from 1,000 to 2,000 HP?
The operational philosophy basically is the same, but as we move to a higher capacity, the requirements of the tender goes in with that kind of an experience. So since we have not operated any 2,000 horsepower rigs, we need some qualification, and instead of waiting for that long, we thought for getting into a JV would help us to get easily into this market, and that was the reason we did this JV.
So if you can throw some light on how big is the 1,000 plus HP market, and what would be the role of our JV partner over here, and what sort of investments will this entail for us?
See, the role of JV partner would be providing the technical know-how as far as the operations are concerned. Our role would be to operate the rigs with the technical guidance given away by the JV partner.
Okay.
1,000 horsepower rigs, currently there are huge amount of rigs already, they are already into the markets for quite long. And 2,000 horsepower rigs are also been running in this market for quite long. But if you see some of the areas like northeast and southern part of India, which have deeper wells, they require a capacity with 2,000 horsepower. And we believe that in the days to come, these rigs would also get more popular. And that is the reason we got into this JV. So with this, the capacity, looking to the kind of markets, I believe around 15-20 rigs would be something that would be required in 2 years or 3 years down the line.
Okay.
And, so that opens a great opportunity for us to enter in.
Understood. And the margins over here would be similar to the existing drilling business, or it is better or worse off?
It is more or less similar to the one, but the size matters a lot. I won't say it would be exactly the double, but yes, in a way it would be close to 70-80% more rigs than what 1,000 horsepower rigs normally fetch. So it definitely would add to a lot of numbers in terms of revenue and also the margin.
Okay, understood. And the capex would only be post we win a order?
Yes.
Okay. Coming to the second JV that we did with Eurogas. If you can just highlight what will be the role of our partner over here, whether this we are focusing on India or international business, and again, what sort of investments will this entail?
The scope of the JV partner would be as similar as what we mentioned in the Focus. It is providing the technical know-how. The idea to get this EPC business is largely only for India for now. And as we go forward, there are huge opportunities coming up. So in an oil and gas sector, there are a lot of activities related to the development of oil and gas fields, creation of gas gathering facilities, buying the equipment and doing the EPC jobs. So we believe the kind of thing and experience that we already have, that will enable us to go a step beyond and try and get into these activities, which will enlarge our scope of business into this oil and gas sector.
So this EPC business is different from the IPM that we currently do, or?
The EPC business is different. IPM is integrated jobs. So when all the pool of services put together are offered for services, they are called integrated projects, which we are already doing.
Right.
And an EPC is something that we build, create, and then we transfer the facility to the client.
Mm-hmm.
So that is an EPC. But this won't be a typical EPC what the others company are doing. We are trying to focus only on our sector and our mastery, where we have been doing this for 30 years. So we have focused only on those areas where we have a core competence.
So, sir, how big or opportunity, what would be the opportunity for this particular market?
Putting there
who are the existing players also who are there in this market?
There are a lot of players already predominant in this market, but what stands us apart is that we have the domain knowledge. We have been into this business for 30 years. As far as the market goes, I won't be able to put the what kind of numbers and the prospects that would be, but to a limited understanding, these are huge prospects and which can change a lot of things within the company. So I am not aware about the numbers of prospects, but it would be huge. It would be quite huge.
And this business will be asset heavy or asset light as compared to our existing business, which is a bit asset heavy?
It would be asset light because this would be like a procurement and then transferring. So it won't be on you know, the asset heavy model. It is basically an asset light model.
Understood. Thanks. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Avinash Gorashekar from Profit Mart Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I think Paras Bhai and Rohan Bhai, very good numbers. Congratulations. I had two questions. One is on the Dolphin acquisition, you said possibly in the second half, you know, we will be starting operations here. So I just wanted to know, you know, what is the kind of, you know, visibility on the order book for this company? Because as you mentioned rightly that there was a very strong kind of business profile for this company earlier. So if you could share, you know, some thoughts on what kind of orders, you know, company could get here. And secondly, you know, I believe the company has got a large accumulated tax shield, tax losses. So will that benefit the consolidated entity for the year FY25?
Thank you, Avinashji. I'll answer your second question first. So yes, that tax benefit will definitely be available to us. And it is a quite good in amount, so we can definitely take benefit of that tax benefit.
So it means, for FY25 tax benefit agar milta hai, Rohan bhai, to iska matlab, should we come into zero tax benefit? I mean, kyunki 25% normal tax hai, agar tax shield ka benefit milta, to can we assume that for FY25 at least, not FY24, can we assume that tax will be more or less practically nil for the company?
Yes, practically you can assume that. Correct.
And first question, one by you or Parasi, can please answer.
So there are two approaches. So our immediate target for Dolphin is to revive the current assets that we already have. And the asset that what we are talking about is the Vikrant Dolphin that we have in Mexico. We are already undergoing the repairs and maintenance for that barge. And we expect that to be over in next 2 to 3 months at the most. And we have already started looking for the clients and we have already got a lot of expression of interest in those territories.
Okay.
So we have not been able to freeze those numbers for now since the repair is going on and we want the bar to be completely ready and
okay,
to be offered on a way that could fetch us good revenue. But,
okay.
But we are very, very bullish on this barge, and we expect that once it gets deployed, it would yield a great amount of revenue to us.
Okay. Paral Bhai, just one more question. Basically, you said that in future, you know, Dolphin also will get listed separately. So I just wanted to know that can we expect this listing to happen in FY24 second half, or will it happen in the first half of FY25?
Yeah. We are expecting it to get it done in first half.
Okay, the first half of next year, that is FY25, right?
First half of this year. So it will be listing soon, probably in month's time.
Okay. So thank you and all the best to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move on to the next question, a reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Dhruv Beda from Virtual Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for taking my question. My first question is on the natural gas part. So the natural gas dehydration has been on the same capacity utilization since a long time. So what kind of progress are we seeing in this segment, and how do you expect this segment to grow, or what are the order pipeline or the order book in this segment which you have?
Yes, natural gas dehydration side, the demand is not that great as we were expecting, and so I think since last some time the capacity utilization is little low of our existing equipments, but our endeavor is to deploy our equipments on new contracts which we have already bidded. And since our equipments were having a capability to operate in different environments as well and in different services as well, we will be able to deploy these equipments probably in coming time. Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of capacity utilizations are we seeing?
So currently it is around 50% and we are expecting to take it to almost 75-80% in next two quarters.
Okay, okay. Can you just tell me the segment-wise breakup of the order book vis-a-vis the revenues which you have booked?
So for us, is spread through all segments. Primarily, if I'll have to put it into segments, gas compression is around 46% of total order book. And rig segment is almost 42% of this order book. And rest is with other verticals like integrated project management and GDU, gas dehydration.
Okay, okay, okay. And in the bidding pipeline segment, I mean, what kind of order book are we seeing, or an executable order book from a 1 year's perspective?
See, for us, the orders in hand have a clear visibility of getting it executed in next 2.5 to 3 years. And the bidding pipeline, we can say that the bidding pipeline is as good as more than 500 crores of bids. And we expect them to get it converted into orders probably in next one quarter or so. So we expect some good amount of conversion into the existing bidding pipeline. And further, this bidding pipeline is consistently increasing month on month. So we are envisaging good amount of demand in our services going forward.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Kashvi Dededia from Centra Insight. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on great set of numbers.
Thank you.
So I have two questions. First will be on what is the segment-wise revenue breakup for the current quarter? And second would be on the synergy. So due to the synergy, how much additional benefits are you expecting in terms of revenue, if you can, revenue and EBITDA, if you can throw some light on that?
See, for revenue breakup for Q1, the revenue breakup is almost in line with what our order book is. If I'll have to put it in numbers, we have booked revenue from gas compression division of around 44%. From rigs division around 40%, and rest is from integrated project management and gas dehydration. With regards to your second question of synergy benefits, see, with this synergy, we have started bidding certain projects, and in fact, we have already bidded few. So once we get those orders in place, probably at that time, we would be in more confident position to say about some margins, but apparently this business is as lucrative as what we are doing currently.
Okay, and sir, if you can guide on CAPEX, what will be our requirement in next 2 to 3 years?
See, in our business, CAPEX is always driven by confirmed orders. So we do not anticipate any CAPEX without a confirmed order in hand. So I would say as and when we get an order, we do the CAPEX. So probably it is hard to estimate for next 2 years because it all depends on award of contract. But tentatively, I would say in this current financial year, we can do CAPEX of around 80-90 crore.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Gaurav Sachdeva from Further Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, sir. Congratulations for a great set of numbers.
Thank you.
Management has guided for the 20% revenue growth from, but looking at the results and the JV we have done and the order book we have, are we likely to revise our guidance, maybe 30% or something like that?
See, with regards to guidance, we always been conservative. So, continue to be with 20% on conservative basis. It definitely can increase is what you are seeing. But as a guidance, we would continue as 20%.
Okay. And EBITDA will be in the same margin, sir? Above 40, we can...
Yes. It would be almost in same range. It can increase a bit, but yes, it would be above 40.
Okay. And sir, just last question. What is the cost of this 2000 HP rig, drilling rig?
It would be in range of 80 to 100 crore, depending on the total requirement of client, because the overall accessories requirement is differing from client to client.
Okay, and I think 1000 HP is around 45 crores, I think you told in last con call.
Correct.
Thank you, that's from us. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Congratulations, sir, on good set of numbers. Sir, my question is on the order book side of it. We have the company is increasing its order book almost like last nine quarters. So just two parts of it. If you could just let me understand, out of this 1160 crore order book, can I get a breakup of segment wise as to which order belongs to which segment? And what is usually a typical execution timeline for each of the segment?
See, for us, order book is on continuous basis. Like our services are 24/7, 365 days. So it's a concurrent order book, you can say. With an existing order book, our execution time is 2.5 to 3 years in total. And with regards to segment breakup, I have already mentioned in this call, whereas I'll just repeat the same. Gas compression is around 46%, rigs division is having around 42%, and rest is with other verticals like integrated project management and gas rehydration.
Okay. And so I am actually new to the company, but just to get an understanding, any of this orders constitutes export, and what constitutes the domestic part of it?
Yeah, so majority is domestic. There are few orders of our international subsidiary concluding part of this order book. Which is, you can say, export in terms of it would be executed overseas.
Okay. Got it, sir. Yeah, thank you, sir. That's all.
Thank you,
sir. Before we move on to the next question, a reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Rakesh Daveda from 4R Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Congratulations, management, for the great set of numbers. My first question is regarding order book convertibility ratio. If I'm not wrong, we are increasing our order book on a consistent basis. But coming to the previous quarter, like Q4 FY23, the amount of order book we got and comparing it with the revenue, we slightly decreased on the revenue. Can you show throw some light on that?
See, our order book, the existing order book can be converted into revenue for 2.5 to 3 years. So this order book is consisting of, I would say, more than 48 to 50 different awards or contracts which are being executed on continuous basis. So the revenue on quarter may have some depending on the jobs we do on client places. But overall, you can expect that this 1160 crores can be executed over a period of 2.5 to 3 years.
Yeah, year on year basis, we have grown around 52%. So what's the guidance for the order book coming to FY25?
So in our business space, we are expecting and we are envisaging good amount of demand for our services, and we believe this order book should grow further from this. And yeah, we expect on conservative basis minimum 20% of growth.
Okay, understood. And one more thing, segment we are getting more orders?
See, currently we are getting orders from almost all segments which we are operating, and order book is evenly spreaded over those segments, and it is increasing on all those segments.
Okay, another question is regarding Dolphin acquisition, and what is the working capital requirement for that and capex installed actually?
See, currently we are in process of reviving the existing equipments which Dolphin already had. So as of now it is under capex mode only, and once we'll get our assets in class, then it will come for an operation and then working capital requirement. So for working capital requirement, it is early to say anything on it. But more or less, since they are part of oil and gas support services, it would be more or less in line with what we are having in our current business. With regards to capex, currently we are doing capex of around 35 crore for Dolphin.
How much revenue we expect from Dolphin with the synergy effect of Deep Industries?
From Dolphin, currently what we are doing, the refurbishment job of a particular equipment, there we are expecting a revenue of almost 90 to 100 crore a year from FY25 onwards.
Okay, got it. Thank you. If any, just join in.
Thank you, sir. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Sudhir Behra from Right Time Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good morning and congratulations on a very excellent set of numbers, sir.
Thank you.
Congratulations to the whole Leap team.
Thank you.
Sir, my question is whether this kind of run rate is maintainable in a current year, 23-24?
Yes, the way our bidding pipeline is built and the expectation of conversions are quite good. So we expect this run rate should continue in current financial year as well.
Great, great. And sir, when we see the mass balances, your debtors were very high. So I believe that it is some debtors belongs to Dolphin. So what is our working capital position right now and liquidity position?
Correct. So our debtors, they are in range of 100. The debtors which are appearing on consolidated balance sheet on March 23, it includes almost 142 crores of debtors from Dolphin as a whole. So I would say our regular business is having debtors day of 100 only.
Oh, that's great. And what would be the net cash on hand as of now?
It is almost 100 crore.
Great. Once again, congratulations, sir, and all the best. And thanks for the opportunity given to me.
Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone. We'll take the next question from the line of Sajan Joseph, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I had four questions, two of them related to Dolphin and two for deep industry. Regarding Dolphin, you said we are looking at listing Dolphin. I wanted to know the advantage of listing Dolphin, and after we list, how much percentage of holding with deep industries have?
So since Dolphin was already a public listed company, had to continue its listing as per our approved resolution plan. So we will be holding 95% in Dolphin Offshore, and 5% is still with general public. So eventually, over a period of 3 years, we'll have to dilute our share to 75%.
Thank you, sir. The other question about Dolphin Offshore was the barge that is being repaired. You said the cost for repairs is going to be around 35 crores. How about the manpower? Have we started hiring for people?
Yes. So those activities have already started in parallel. So we have already started scouting for the required manpower and the agencies which can help us in managing this entire operation.
Thank you, sir. Regarding deep industries itself, you've been in operations for 30 years. How have you seen this kind of an order book build up previously, and when was that?
So I am happy to say that the current order book is highest ever for us, and the run rate which we are seeing since last 9 quarters is also for the first time for us.
That is actually quite incredible, sir. And what is causing this change? Is it more spending by the PSUs?
Sorry, I didn't get it.
No, sir, I'm saying congratulations on the high order book. What is, why is this order book so high? And is it because the public sector units are spending more, or is it government policies that are...
In overall industry, the demand of our services is increasing year on year. And if you have looked on overall outlook of natural gas, today entire country is after natural gas production increase, because currently, even today, we are importing almost 53% of our demand of gas. We are such a energy deficient country. So the focus is to become energy sufficient, and our government is also pushing hard to become energy sufficient. So we believe the demand of natural gas processing and in all other vertical of hydrocarbons, it is increasing year on year, which we are getting benefit. In addition to that, the service provider in this industry are very few, and some of them has already exited the market, so that is also helping us to grow our business.
Okay, all right, I understand. And who are our customers? In your past conference calls, you have mentioned ONGC and Salam. Is HOEC also of our customer? Who are our major customers?
Our major customers are ONGC, Oil India, Vedanta, Assam Gas, Chennai Petroleum. HOEC, we had provided services in past. Currently, we are not doing any business with HOEC. Ceylon is also one of our larger clients.
Okay, all right, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I wish you good luck for all the exciting things that you're doing, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Parin Gala from Sage One Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sir, our capital employed in the company would be to the tune of 1100 to 1200 crores, including that intangibles. Is that number correct?
Correct. So it includes that intangible part of goodwill, which is around 400 crore.
That's right. So even after removing the intangible and whatever capital employed we have, if you see the ROC of a company, despite doing great margin and everything, is, you know, in very low double digit or single digit at times. I understand it's an asset heavy business currently. So just wondering that, is there a way, you know, when we are doing the real business, when we get some orders, we can also take it on higher and then redeploy on the yields and make it a little better ROC business going forward? Is there any plan to improve our ROCs, sir?
So, yeah, I would agree to you but so our current ROC is around 12%, of course, adjusted after that goodwill effect. So, but yes, as you rightly mentioned, we are into asset heavy business because our services are being provided with the help of equipments which are little costly. So we have consciously started focusing on improving ROC, and probably the asset light model is one of the idea which can improve your ROC further. But the problem with asset light model is your operating margins then gets hampered because of asset light. So we are trying to balance how improve this further. In our business, the life of assets is more than 20 years. So at any particular point in time, if you calculate the ROC, it looks little low. But if you look from the perspective that the same capital employed can earn revenue for next 20 years, then probably the correct perspective would come.
Yes, sir. From an investor perspective, on a 20-year basis, very difficult to do the math, right? I mean, you get what I say. So in that perspective, I was just wondering.
No, I agree. The only problem with our business is assets are capital intensive, but they are having good amount of life as well.
So at best, so what number you could do in the next 2-3 years, 4 years?
So we are targeting to take it closer to 20% in next 2-3 years.
20%?
20.
You can give some clarity on how this can be achieved?
So as I said, one of the option in our mind is asset light. So if we are, instead of owning equipments, if we go on leasing of them, this can definitely give an immediate impact on ROC.
Okay, sure, sir, thank you. So last question again, on the intangibles. I understand that you would be doing a fair valuation every year or something, and if impairment is required. Any guidance on probably this will be impaired over the next few years and all? Understanding, I don't know the nature of the intangible that I was asking. Could there be impairments coming through?
No, so since last 2 years, there is no impairment is coming as per the impairment study by separate valuer. So I am not sure in what amount of years it can be impaired.
And this intangible is created because of the demerger, right?
Correct. It has been created in form of goodwill as a part of demerger.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask the question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Ankur Kumar from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, congrats for a good set of numbers. Sir, you talked about strong order book, but you also talked about 20% growth only. So what is our thinking on the growth for this year?
See, as I said, for growth guidance, we have always been conservative, and as I said, 20% is a conservative number which we are spelling out. The order book is excellent, and conversion is also as per our expectation. So we always believe in seeing less and performing more.
Got it, sir. And sir, in this current quarter, there is an impact of monsoon which is generally there. So what kind of expectation can we build in for this current quarter? Will it be much lesser than the 100 crore that we are doing on console basis?
Yeah, there will be some impact. Generally, monsoon effect is largely impacted on integrated projects. And this year, in our overall revenue mix, integrated project has little less contribution. So we are not expecting some major impact. It would be some amount of percentage would be there.
Got it, sir. And sir, on the Dolphin side, you are saying we are expecting listing in about a month or two.
Correct. It was already listed company, but due to insolvency, it was under suspension. So we are getting it relisted.
Got it, sir. And Dolphin, you are expecting revenue to start from second half. So any expectation we can build in for the this year and the next year on the revenue and margin side?
See, since we are in process of reviving the company, putting any number would be little difficult, or I would say it would be little early. But yes, we are expecting to start contributing into revenue from second half onwards. So to what extent and how much it will get contributed, it's little difficult. But on a broader terms, if you want to know, it can be somewhere in between 30 to 50 crore this year.
Got it. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Manan Shah, Moneybee Investment Advisors. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the follow-up. I wanted to know this. You highlighted about 80 to 90 crores of capex for this year. So towards which segment will this capex largely be?
So currently, we are doing capex of one drilling rig, which we have received an order of 130 crore.
Okay.
So that would be around 40 crore around. And other than that, we are doing capex of compression part as well. So that would be around 20 crore. And rest is depending on the new awards. Yeah.
Okay. And during this upcoming quarter, any new contracts which are expected to commence execution?
Didn't get it.
For the upcoming quarter, any new orders that we won which will commence execution?
Yes. So there is one compression contract which is under mobilization stage. Will start adding into revenue in current quarter.
Okay. And for the year, any major contract which is expiring?
See, for our business, expiring, it is a rotational contract. So expiring would not have that impact because it will again be deployed in next contract. But no major such contract because our all major drilling rigs are for 3 years now. So we are already deployed on 3 years contract already.
Right.
And other than that, there is no major completion.
So based on that understanding, our current quarterly run rate is only expected to go up from current 100 crores to probably 110 or 115 crores.
Yeah, we are positive of that.
Okay. Any sort of target order book that we are looking to end the year with? Oh, I mean, internally, any ambition or something that we are looking to end this year with, say, 1200, 1300 or 1500 crore sort of an order book?
Manan bhai, expectations are huge. but we cannot quantify that. Of course, yeah, we'll definitely end up with quite good number.
Okay. And lastly, on this two JVs, so you mentioned that we have already started bidding for contracts over here, right?
Correct.
So what is an average order size over here in each of these JVs?
A single contract can be in range of 150 to 250 crore size.
Okay, and we can expect some positive wins over here during the year only?
Yeah, we are hopeful.
Okay, and mobilization of these orders would take anywhere between 6 to 8 months, as usual?
More than 6 months, correct.
Okay, or would it be faster in the EPC JV, or over there also it will take 6 to 8 months?
There also it would be more than 6 months, yeah.
Okay, okay. Also, lastly, on the receivables of Dolphin, so what sort of process have we started for recovery of this 140 odd crores and anything that we are expecting during the year?
See, we have already started following up wherever the recovery is possible. In few cases, already arbitrations are going on, and in cases, awards are also, arbitration awards are also expected to come. So, yeah, we are hopeful that some good amount out of this should be recovered in this financial year.
Okay, understood. And the capex of 35 crore will largely be capitalized, right? Or it will be expensed out? The refurbishment?
Capitalized.
Okay, thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you all for joining the call. In the end, I would like to say that a zero net debt balance sheet, healthy liquidity position, strong and growing order book, diversification to offshore business, and entering into joint ventures to tap new opportunities in oil and gas industry augurs well for the growth and success of Deep Industries. We hope that we were able to resolve all your queries. If you still have any follow-ups, please feel free to reach out to us or to our investor relations, Go India Advisors. Thank you all.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.